Shin Chesif Chav Zayin Atzomer Shiruim Leklovim, bones that dogs will eat, Klipin Shiruim Lemaichel Behema, and peels that are edible by animals, Pirurim Shem Behem Kizayis, and crumbs that are less than a kizayis, Mutar Lavim Al Shulchan, they're not considered muksa, because anything which I can eat or an animal can eat is not muksa. Those that say that if you don't have any of these animals around, then it would be muksa. Aval im en klipin ruim lemaichel behema, also the taltalam. If the peels are not roi for anybody to eat, like a banana peel, then the muksa. El menazat tavlin noiflam. The way you get rid of them is you tilt the tray that they're on and they fall off. Tilt them in that side. Im yeish pasal shulchan mutar lagbiya tavla, the taltalam im aklipim. If this table, this tray has bread on it, so bread is more kosher than the peels, you could actually pick up the tray with the bread and the peels and then shake it off in some other place. Because the rule is that if the heter is more kosher than the iser, it's not considered a basis for the iser. Vim hoya tzarch lemoker mashulcha and afilo eino leo eletzvorim she'eino ruim lemaichel behema utalak vim letaltalim. Also, if you're moving away the table because you need the area where the table is, you want to use it for something else, so since your primary tiltal is in the heter, so that you should get the heter away, even though agav that you've been metaltal lemuksa, it is permitted.